Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, the Lord is my light and salvation. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the broadcast today. I want you to stay tuned. We're going to have a great time in the Lord. I tell you, God is good, and every time I turn around, He just keeps on blessing me. I know God got a word for you. Please call your neighbors and your friend and let them know that the Apostle Lonnie Stocks is on the air, and it's the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast. And you know what? God loved you so much that He died in your stead. Stay tuned. Let's go to church. We're going to have a good time.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Jesus, I will bless your holy name. This is Apostle Dr. O.C. Donaldson, and I'm saying to you at this very special moment, and God wants to know. You know, we do have a God that is concerned about all of our needs being met. Philippians 4:19 says, "But my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Your Heavenly Father and Apostle Dr. O.C. Donaldson wants to know, are you faced with a miracle emergency need? I mean, you need God to move for you in a hurry. I mean, right now. I want you to get a pen and paper, and I want you to call a neighbor, call a friend, and I'm going to give you some very special information on how you can receive all God's best that he has planned for your life in this new season of miracle change. Yes, best in salvation, to change your life for the glory of God. Best in healing, even, yes, in happiness and in divine prosperity, finances and money. 3 John verse number 2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that I may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." Come join us this Sunday at 5 p.m., just a few days, just literally a few hours from now. Come join the miracle-working power of Jesus Christ and Apostle Dr. O.C. Donaldson. Meet us at New Greater Jesus Temple Love, 892 Madison Street, Brooklyn, New York, between Ralph and Howard Avenue. Again, write down this all-important address so you can join us and receive your blessings this Sunday at 5 p.m. That's at New Greater Jesus Temple Love, 892 Madison Street, Brooklyn, New York, between Ralph and Howard Avenue. I have a very special word for you, woman. You're behind in your bills. Woman, God has hundreds and thousands of dollars for you. I see another two women. Yes, one of you, you're in that room right now, not able to sleep, and you're worrying. Another two women, one of you, you're in that room, not able, yes, to get things together. Another woman, you're having problems on the job. Woman, you're fighting sickness in your body. God has healing for you today, woman. This word is for you, my brother. You feel like you're at the end of your rope in your finances and in your spiritual walk in God. This is Apostle Dr. O.C. Donaldson, and I'm saying to you, for your miracles and blessings from the hand of Jesus in your life today, join us this Sunday at 5 p.m. Yes, that's at New Greater Jesus Temple Love, 892 Madison Street, Brooklyn, New York, between Ralph and Howard Avenue. Woman, man, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and delivered. And this is a special word for seven women and seven men. You're listening to the radio right now. You have that accident, that court money award settlement case. woman, man, you have that Social Security, SSI, disability, even those pension cases are tied up. Well, God wants to loose it and turn things around in your favor. Beloved of God, because of the spiritual warfare attacks and economic pressures that plague our time, God has prompted me to set up my Jesus Miracle Prayer Calendar for this brand new month. Get a pen and paper right now. Yes. Rush. Yes. Now rush me that important date, prayer request, that you want me to cover you in prayer. Put that prayer request and that date in that envelope. And before you seal it up, send and sow your biggest seed offering to help us preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Send all correspondence and offerings to Greater Jesus Temple, 892 Madison Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. Greater Jesus Temple, 892 Madison Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. And many will be bringing those prayer requests to the temple, placing them on the altar this Sunday at 5 p.m. For information on how you can join us for our great Jesus Miracle Celebration meetings, call 718-453-9183. 718-453-9183. I'll see you this Sunday, 5 p.m. And remember, don't give up. You're on the brink of a miracle. God is still on the throne. And to you who don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, yes, and you want to, pray this prayer with me right now. Come on, say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. Jesus, I believe that you died and rose for me. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, right now. I give you my life today. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer. We give God the praise and we give God the glory this morning. Thank God for Apostle O.C. Donaldson. You stop by and see him and let him know that you heard about it here on the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast. I'm your host, and I want you to know that today is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice in it and be glad there. Let me give you Apostle Donaldson's number, 718-453-9183. That's Apostle Dr. O.C. Donaldson. His telephone number is 718-453-9183. You're listening to the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast. And I'm your host. My name is Apostle Lonnie Stocks. And I love God because he first loved me. He's always making a way for me. He's always making a way. And I give him praise for that. And you know something I'm going to talk about today on this broadcast? Jesus broke the power of sin. That power has already been broken. Before you was born, the power had been broken. Now, we don't see it because we sin and because we don't know no better. See, we do things because we don't know no better. Knowledge is understanding. Knowledge is seeing. See, we don't see it. We don't understand it, so we do it. I mean, a lot of things I used to do, I remember I used to smoke cigarettes. And I smoked cigarettes about, a good 10, 12 years, maybe a little longer than that, maybe about 15 years. And I couldn't stop. But guess what? I found out I didn't have to smoke. I started smoking because everyone else was doing it. And so I did it. There was nothing in me calling for cigarettes. I only did it because I seen someone else do it. And it looked cool, so I tried it. And I was wound up with that situation for 15 years, and then the Lord delivered me. And you know, we sin the same way. A lot of times we in sin, not because we have to, but because we don't know no better. Keep it locked right here. Let's go. Oh, God of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, I owe him a praise. Hey, glory. Hey, glory.
Yes, I owe God.
Oh, God, praise.
Yes, I owe God.
Oh, God, praise.
Yes, I owe him, I owe him.
Oh, God, praise.
Yes, I owe him, I owe him.
Oh, God, praise.
For he kept me all day long, and I
oh, God, praise.
Yes, he kept me from my home.
Oh, God,
I owe God.
You just don't know. God has been so good to Lonnie. Woo, glory. I want to praise y'all. I want to praise you. Oh, glory. Thunder. Man, God broke the back of sin. And I owe God peace. Oh, glory. Ha, 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 glory. Oh, Baba. I owe him praise this morning. Hey, my Shanda, my Sunda. Hey, glory. Glory. I owe God a praise. Ah, my God. That's the Bonds family reunion. I owe God a praise. Let me tell you something here. Look, God, Jesus Christ, my Savior, my Lord, he broke the power of sin. And you know what? As I said earlier, when I couldn't stop smoking cigarettes, something I never should have been smoking in to begin with. I never should have smoked the first one. But I wound up smoking the first one. It wound up being about 15 years, and I couldn't let them go. Amen. Habit forming, hooked on it, addicted to nicotine. Couldn't get it, let it go. Amen. But Jesus came into my life and snatched that nicotine demon out of my life, and I have smoked one in 38 years, almost 38 years, 37 out of almost 38 years, not smoked one cigarette. Haven't drank a drink of liquor in 38 years. Do you know that God is good? And I told you, my topic is Jesus broke the power of sin. And see, sometimes we think that we're asking God to heal us. Like I was seeing a lady the other day. She had a pack of cigarettes in her purse. And she came and said, Reverend, I got this and I got that. And could you just pray for me? Well, what you need to do is get rid of sin. Now, I'm not telling you that cigarettes is the only sin, but what we need to get rid of is sin. But guess what? We can't get rid of it on our own, but the Lord God can. He can take that taste from you. He can take that desire from you. Amen. That's not the only thing that God delivered me from. That's why I told you I owe him a praise. The Lord has delivered me from so many things. So many things. I'm telling you, if you need deliverance today, I want to tell you that I know somebody that can deliver you. That someone is Jesus. If you're tired of sin and want deliverance, you can be delivered today. God will deliver you. Yes, he will. Take a listen to this, and I'll be right. God will deliver you if you want to be delivered. You can be delivered this morning. You can be set free this morning. Just take a listen to this right quick. That in that situation, Jesus can help you.
God really cares.
He cares about you. Don't give up.
When it seems like
You can't make it alone. Don't despair, 'cause God really cares. When you've done all that you can do, and all your plans fail to go through, don't give up, don't give up. God is watching over you. When it seems like all hope is gone, just remember,
don't give up. He's still on the throne.
And he will deliver.
He'll deliver you.
God will.
My name is Apostle Lonnie Sauce. Now I prove this song that God will deliver you. Jesus Christ came and broke the back. He broke sin's power. He stripped sin of his power. In the book of Genesis, the Lord told Cain, said, sin will lie at the door, and his desire is to rule over, his desire is to have you. And the Lord told Cain, said, you know what? But you shall rule over him. You shall rule over him. His desire is to have you. But the Lord said, you shall rule over him. Now, prior to Jesus coming, we didn't have that power. But Jesus came and gave us that power through him. We can't do it on our own, but through Jesus we can. Let me go to the phone right now. Good, praise the Lord. Good morning to you. How you doing?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm great. Thank God. Amen. Who am I speaking to this morning?
My name is Andrea McCarnia.
Andrea McCarnia?
Yes.
Okay, where are you calling from, dear?
I'm coming from Mississippi.
Mississippi. Amen. How you doing? Mm-hmm. Everything is good down there in Mississippi?
Yes, it is. It's just cold.
It's cold here in New York, too. How's the weather down there?
Like I say, it's cold
is
and it's raining here.
It's raining.
Okay.
Well, it was snowing here, but that's gone here in Brooklyn.
Oh.
And I looked out there, then it looked very nice, so I thank God for that. What can I do for you this morning?
I was just calling in for prayer. I was dealing with some situation, and I was just calling in for prayer.
All right. Well, the scripture tells us that Jesus was manifested, and because of his manifestation, the Bible said he take away the sin. He destroyed sin, and we shall be saved. In Matthew 1 and 21, the scripture is still there. And I know you know the scripture, but he says in that passage of scripture that he shall save his people. And that means he can help you in any situation that you need help in this morning, okay? Let us pray.
Okay.
Father, we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise because you are sovereign and you do have all power. You are omnipotent with all power. You have omniscient. You know everything, Lord. There's nothing hidden from you. And you can move any situation. You can heal any situation. I pray for my friend, my daughter this morning. There and there, down there in Mississippi, God, that you work these problems out, these situations. As you took cigarettes and alcohol and beer from me 37 years ago, you took me out of the situation from living in an apartment, gave me a house. God, you can do the same thing for this daughter this morning. And I give you praise and glory for it now in Jesus' name. Okay, my dear?
Okay, amen.
Let's trust God. It's going to happen, all right?
Okay.
All right, listen, don't forget, today I'm talking about that Jesus can do anything. He can break any situation, any sin. There's no situation. See, problems are really nothing but sin, whether we realize it or not. It's sin. That's what it is. But Jesus Christ can destroy that situation in your life. He can break it. There's no situation so strong that the Lord Jesus Christ cannot break it. Let's take a look at something here. I want to look at, let me look at this, okay. Let's go over here to this. I want to put this scripture on the screen. And we play it. We don't really think about it because we always just say it's Christmas. But it is Christmas, and we don't want to forget that. But in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, the word of the Lord said, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save," S-A-V-E, his people from their sins. That means anything that's, well, I mean, what is stronger than sin? There's nothing stronger than sin. I mean, sin is about the worst thing I've ever encountered in my life. Amen, amen. You just can't get loose from sin any kind of way. But the Bible said that Jesus shall save his people from their sin, their sins. Now, look at it didn't say S-I-N, but the scripture said in the King James, for he shall save, S-A-V-E. That's not save, S-A-V-E-D. That's not past tense, and that's not save in, but that's save, period. That means he can stop it, period. And I believe that. I believe that about God. There's nothing that's too hard or impossible for God. Absolutely, positively, nothing is too hard for God. Nothing. And then it says, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now, the word sins, he didn't just say sin, a sin, but he said sins. Now, that word, if he would have said sin, would have been sin, period, just bam, sin. But he said sins, S-I-N-S. Now, when he put the S on it, that means multiple things, many things, whatever comes your way, God has already destroyed it. In his son Jesus now, not your power, not my power. We couldn't do anything against the devil, no, but by the power of God in Jesus Christ's name. Jesus said, in my name you can cast out devils. You can lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. You can drink any deadly thing that will not harm you because of Jesus. Not because of Lonnie, not because of apostle this and a bishop that, no, but because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I come to let you know that Jesus Christ this morning has destroyed sin. He broke sin. He broke the back of sin. So now, even if you are involved with something that's not too kosher, and something that you may be involved with that you got yourself in, Jesus Christ broke that power. My topic is Jesus broke the power of sin. He broke it. It can't hold you any longer. Those bills, God will make a way that you can pay them. There is nothing that the Lord God can't do, if you understand that. There's nothing, actually, that the Lord can't do. Now, in Nahum, I preached the other day, and I'm going to just put it on the screen right here. In Nahum chapter 1 and verse 7, the Bible says the Lord is good, number one. And number two, he is a stronghold. And number three, he knows them that trust him. And I want you to know, even though you don't hear God, or don't feel him right this moment, you don't see him at this moment, but the Bible says he knows them that trust him. So there's no time, absolutely, that God doesn't hear you and see you. You don't see him, but he's there. Notice what it said. He knows. That word know there, it means omniscient. That means he know everything. There's never a time that you could be in a problem or have a problem or be going through a situation that the Lord doesn't know. Now, that's where it takes your faith, my faith. See, because the enemy will tell us that God is not listening. And then he'll tell us, you got to do something yourself. And if you aren't careful, he'll move you to attempt to clarify, rectify the situation without permission from God. Let me explain to you something that happened in my church that I pastored about 30 years ago. There was this lady that had this Lincoln Town Car, and she wanted to go, Lincoln Continental it was, and she was wanted to take a trip to South Carolina. And most of you know that I was an automobile mechanic for 46 years before I retired 8 years ago. And I had my own business. I was the entrepreneur. I was the owner of the business. And she brought the car to me for me to check it. And I checked the car over and I found some disturbing situations in it. I deemed it unsafe to drive from Brooklyn, New York to South Carolina without taking care of those problems, correcting them. Anyway, she thanked me, and then she left. As she came back, maybe the next day, and she was all giddy. She was all happy. She said, Pastor Stotts, I was pastoring a church at the time. I want you to know you was wrong. Well, nothing wrong with my car. I took it to another mechanic. He said, that car go to South Carolina, go to Georgia, go to California, any place I want to go. All I needed was an oil change. I said, okay, what can I say? I mean, I knew what I seen. I knew what I heard. I'd been doing this thing quite a few years at that time. And so she took off, went there on the way to South Carolina. Well, they made it to the end of the New Jersey Turnpike. And it was something simple. They came back, the exhaust system had rotted out, and it come back sounding like a Mack truck. So she took it to the man, and whoever she took it to, and they put new exhaust system throughout the car. And that was okay. They said, you know, we got it now. We know it's right, okay? And they went to South Carolina. Well, when they got in North Carolina, they were so ecstatic and so happy. The lady stopped and called me long distance. Pastor Stotts, I just want you to know you was wrong. We here in North Carolina, and my car running like a brand new one. I said, okay, dear, you know, it's okay with me. I don't have no problem with that. Well, when they got in South Carolina, I think it was somewhere around Santee, South Carolina, she called me again. I mean, she was just, I mean, so happy that the car was doing good, and I was happy as well, happy as well. But I still know what I saw. I know what I heard. Well, I didn't hear from her again. About a week later, she called me from, I think, Baltimore, Maryland, or Washington, D.C. Pastor Stott. Yes, ma'am. This is Sister So-and-so. My car broke down here, and they say the engine is no good. And I said, well, daughter, there's nothing I really can do now here in New York. She said, they said a rod came out the engine, and the engine, the car can't be repaired. What shall I do? I said, well, daughter, do you have money with you? She had a family with her. She said, I got some money. I said, well, best thing you do, catch a bus and come on back to New York. And because it's going to cost so much to get the car repaired. And when you get things together, go back and get your automobile. The moral of that story is, I told her that the car was not sufficient and able to make a trip like this. She didn't believe it. She went to someone else and got their opinion. And for money, they told her it was fine. And all she had to do was just change the oil and the filter, and the car was excellent. She could drive it to any place she wanted. But they lied to her. Or didn't know what they was doing one. Then she came back and they put a brand new exhaust system. Back in those days, I guess it was what, $200, $250 she spent. Then took off, went back down to South again, and car broke, never made it back to New York. Well, God says he broke the back of sin. Jesus says, look what he says. This, don't take my word for it. My word, you know, we got to stop taking preacher's word and look what the word of God says. Look what the Bible says. Let's go to the scripture, and you don't have to take my word for it. Let's go to the word of God. The Bible says in Matthew chapter number 1 and verse number 18, I'm reading from the King James Bible, says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph. Now, let me tell you something about Jewish history right there. That means they was married right then, but it was contractual. It was contract. Mary's father and mother made a contract with Joseph's family to marry Mary. But here's the difference. In those days, a Jewish wedding, when you get married, you don't sleep with your wife till 12 months later. She goes back home with her family, and you go back with your family. And you guys don't mate, you don't have sex, you don't sleep together until 12 months later. Now, the Bible says, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Now, what happened? Let's say 7 months down the line, Mary calls Joseph and tells Joseph that I'm pregnant. Now, Joseph knows it's not his, and they was already married, but he knew it wasn't his. Why? Because he hadn't touched her. So if Mary got pregnant, in his finite mind, like my mind would have been, she had to have been with some man. And that was the purpose of them not coming together, to find out her faithfulness. Well, let's go back. Let's go forward. And verse number 19, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. Now, Joseph was a wonderful man. He had the right to just drop her, period. He could have exposed her, but because of his character, because of who he was, Joseph said, you know what, I don't want to cause no shame to Mary. So I'm going to just annul this marriage. I'm going to annul this marriage. And that's what he was thinking about doing. But watch this. In verse 20, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife. Did you see the word wife? Because that used to confuse me. How was she his wife? There was a marriage. Yes, there was. They had contracted their marriage. Then it says, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Now look at the mighty power that God just did right there. See, I told you the sin has been broken. God did a phenomenal thing. He did something that had never been done before. A woman conceived to have a child without an intercourse, without sexual relationship with any man in the world. But yet she was pregnant. And the Bible says it was done by the Holy Ghost. Now, if you can believe, just I want you to hear me now, please. All of you that believe that Jesus Christ was born from a virgin, why can't you believe that he destroyed sin, his life, destroyed every obstacle that's Ayabasa? There's nothing that you could ever experience that Jesus cannot rectify, correct, and give you victory over it. Because the Bible says she was conceived, Mary, this is before Jesus got here, but he was conceived in the womb by the Holy Ghost. Now that's the miraculous power of God. That's the almighty power of God. That's the power that you have no idea unless you surrender into and onto his word. You got to surrender to see that. Now watch this. Here's the verse everybody quotes. Verse 21. But that's the verse I'm coming from. The verse that everyone quotes is the very verse that I'm using for my topic. My topic is Jesus broke the power of sin. Jesus Christ broke, B-R-O-K-E, the power, P-O-W-E-R, of sin. Now let's read the verse. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son. This is the angel talking to Joseph. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. Now the word Jesus there is a Greek word borrowed from the Hebrew, which means God saves. It means Jesus, God saves. That's what the word, his name means save. J-E-S-U-S. That's what it means. It means to save. Said he shall, and his name shall, and they shall call his name Jesus. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. Now, Joseph, I'm giving you the permission to name him, but the name is divine because I gave it to you. Call him Jesus. Then it says, for he shall save his people from their sins. That means I don't care what comes against you. Jesus has the sufficiency, the ability, and the authority to render that situation helpless. Jesus Christ can fix anything that needs to be repaired in your life. Now, let me give you my telephone number. If you'd love to call me this morning, amen. The Bible says, you know, that we should always pray and not to faint. And see, sometimes when you pray, you don't see it right away, but you got to keep praying. I used the illustration one time. This bell had sank, and they couldn't get the bell out the ocean, out the sea. And somebody kept diving down with a bamboo stick, tying to the bell, tying to the bell. After thousands and thousands of bamboo sticks, the bell floated to the surface. Well, prayer is like that. You got to keep praying. Don't just pray one time. If you don't get it today, pray again tonight. If you don't get it today, pray again tomorrow. Don't stop praying, because the Bible said man ought to always pray and not to faint. Now, that's what God said. My telephone number to call me is 347-884-8850. I'm telling you that God can do what needs to be done in your life this day, this morning. You say, well, Pastor, it's been a while, and I still got the same problem. Well, did you forget what I just told you? The Bible said man ought to always pray and not faint. God has told us to pray. So why wouldn't you pray? Well, let's listen to this song, Don't Forget the Baby Jesus. Don't forget the baby. Let's listen to this. I'll be back. Time to be delivered. Why you should be delivered. Because Jesus can do it. Don't go in debt. Let him deliver you. My telephone number is 347-884-8850. I want to pray with you. Christmas is coming up. Don't forget Jesus. My telephone line is open. 347-884-8850. Jesus can heal you. He broke the power of sin. How you gonna forget Jesus? Hallelujah. How you about that? Hallelujah. Good morning. God bless you. You're on air.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, Pastor.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm good, sir.
You're good? Sure. You need prayer this morning?
Yes, sir, I'm at work.
You're at work. Okay. Let's believe God, all right? Everlasting God, the topic you gave me today, that Jesus broke the power of sin. Whatever my daughter needs, whatever the situation is, there's nothing impossible for you to do. Now, God, I speak your word, and you said your word would not return void. I claim deliverance from this situation. I claim victory over it now. I claim healing in the body. And I give your name praise in advance in Jesus' name. All right?
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, daughter. My telephone number is 347-884-8850. Press number 1 on your telephone, and let's pray about it. I can't do it, but God can. Always remember that. He can't do it, but God can. I can't do it, but God can. Don't you dare forget the baby. Jesus can do it for you. Everywhere you go, he'll stretch that paycheck for you. Don't forget it. Glory. My phone is open right now, 347-884-8850. Let's pray about it. Jesus can do it. Mashanda. High glory. Man, I feel like praising God this morning because I know Jesus has already broke the power of sin. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. Provides. Yes. Don't forget, if he'll do it for you today. Ooh, glory. Jehovah Rapha. Come on now. Don't forget it. God's going to give you victory. Hallelujah. He didn't give you a spirit of fear either. My number is 347-884-8850, but you got to press number 1 on your phone, and I'll be able to speak with you. I can't speak until you press number 1. Don't forget it. Hallelujah. Man, I laugh at the devil because I know I got victory over him. Only in Jesus now. Ah, God said, put on the whole armor of God that you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He's so tricky, somebody. That devil's tricky. Glory to God. Yes, that's Jesus. He can do it for you today. Glory. You know what? I'm a man of God that love God. I love him. I enjoy the Lord. I tell you, I don't know about nobody else, but I enjoy the Lord. When I get to think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's already done for me, I can't do nothing but shout hallelujah. Glory to God. I just thank him. Amen. I couldn't walk at one time in my life. And God healed my body. And I give his name the glory, the honor, and the praise. I remember one time I was 6 months behind on my rent, amen, had a dispossessed, and they was telling me I had to get out. I mean, you know, 6 months behind, amen, that's a long time to be behind in rent. And you know God miraculously moved me from that place into a house that became my house. You know God ain't nothing but good. Let me tell y'all something. I don't care what you're going through. Your rent may be behind. You may be raggedy in your finance right now, but God is a God can do abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. Look for God to do a miracle. Look for Jesus, the baby Jesus, to do a miracle for you. He can do it today. Amen. What was it back in October or 2 months ago? Amen. I got a call from this dealer kept telling me over and over, Bishop Stiles, come pick up your car. Come pick up your car. What car? I didn't order no car. And I went down to the dealer, and they gave me a spanking brand new 2013 Ford Edge. Now, somebody said, that ain't nothing. Well, it is to me because it was a gift. I didn't buy it. Someone gave it to me, and I give God the praise for it. You tell me God is not good? Listen, look for God to do a miracle today for you. For you. Glory to God. God can do it today. Call me at 347-884-8850. Listen, the prayers of the righteous, The word of God said, avail as much. Don't sit there and die in your sin. Don't sit there and let this situation take you out. Listen, pray about it. Amen. The Luke chapter 18, verse number 1 says, man ought to always pray and not to faint. It ain't no time to faint. It's time to pray. Let's trust God for your miracle this morning. Give me a call at 347-884-8850. I believe in the power of Almighty God. I don't believe there's nothing too hard for God to do. I don't think it's too simple for God. God can do it. It's not too complex for God. God can do it. He can do anything. I'm going to tell you something. What was it back this same year? My daughter, the 15-year-old, yes, well, before she turned 15, she was 14. And her mother didn't have no insurance. And God worked a miracle. Oh, yes, see. Oh, let me just leave that alone because y'all don't want to hear that. But I'm telling you about a miracle-working God, a God that can do anything, a God that can heal anybody, a God that can save anyone. He broke the power of sin. I'm praying the Lord. God bless you. Good morning. Good morning. Hello?
Yeah, hey, brother.
Thank you. How you doing?
Good. It's Robert here calling again. You know, I have a sleeping disorder, but I'm believing in the Lord for victory.
Is it getting any better at all, Robert?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But, you know, God has seen me through many more things, you know, so I got to keep believing that God is a God of order. And according to his word, that he'll give me sleep, his beloved, he'll give me sleep. And I am mad at God, you know. I mean, I believe that God can do anything and everything.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can, Robert. And you know what?
Your life and my life and everyone's life.
That's right. God is omnipotent. He's omniscient. He can do anything, anytime, any place that he wants to do it. And I thank God that you have seen. See, one thing God likes is our praise. He likes for us to give his name glory. That's why the Bible said when the praises goes up, the song said when the praises goes up, the blessing comes down. And any little thing that you see God do, always praise him for it. And I know you know how to do that, Robert. But we're going to give God praise for that we have seen some change in the sleeping disorder that is getting better. And we give God praise because without him, we wouldn't see a change. So we thank him even for the recognition of it. Because things can change and we don't even see it. But God gave you recognition of it. Father, I thank you for Robert this morning. I thank you for being with him and giving him this courage and this faith to trust you for everything. As he said, he know you to be a God that can do abundantly above all that he could ask to think. You've already done so many things for him, and we know you're going to continue blessing him. So I thank you for healing him this sleep disorder right now. In the name of Jesus, thank God. Amen. All right, Robert?
All right, brother. I forget your name, brother.
I'm Lonnie, Pastor Lonnie Starks.
Lonnie Starks.
L-O-N-N-I-E. Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you, brother. Good night now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, good morning. Once again, this is Apostle Lonnie Starks. I'm the pastor here of the Jesus Aid Ministry. We do need your support. You know, I'm here every day, 5 days a week, and it's not easy on me. I'm trying to carry it by myself, and I thank God for some of you that do support. But we need many more of you to think about, amen, just a dollar a day, just $30 a week, or $30 a month would be a great help towards this ministry. And you know I'm here to pray with you and to believe God. I'm not preaching at you. I'm not preaching to the people in the church. I'm preaching to you to let you know that God loves you and he can still do abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. My telephone number is 347-884-8850. Give me a call. Let's pray about it. I don't care how severe it is. I don't care if you prayed yesterday. Let's pray again. Don't give up on God. Keep on trusting God. God is God, and he can do abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. There's nothing too hard for God. As you hear me tell these stories that God did for me, God is the same God. He loves you just like he does me. Praise the Lord, our God. Good morning, and praise the Lord.
Good morning. I'm calling for prayer. It's hard for me to use my hand and walk, and my pressure just go up and down, and I feel so bad.
Do you have any anointing all over there with you at all?
I have an oil? No, I don't have any.
You don't have no anointing oil? Okay, where do you live at? Where do you live?
Brooklyn.
Okay. Okay. What part of Brooklyn do you live in?
East New York.
East New York. Not too far from me. I'm in Bushwick. Amen. Matter of fact, I got to go over there this Saturday and eulogize my half-brother. But anyway, if you write me, amen, is anyone can take the address? Or can you call me after I go off the air and I give you all the information? And I'll send you a bottle of anointing oil that will be a blessing. All right, but I want you to just touch the radio right now, okay? Father, you said in your word, whatsoever thing I desire, when I pray, believe that I receive it, and I shall have it. I pray for this daughter this morning, her hands and her legs. It seemed like they're trying to lose momentum, stiffen up, pains here and there, but God, you are God. You can make everything disperse. You can open up a way as you did in the Red Sea. And God, you can give passage through this situation. So by faith in your word, Father, I believe it's done now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen, take this number down. Call me around 9 o'clock this morning. Here's the number to call me at, okay? Around 9 or 9:15 this morning. Here's the number.
Same number here.
Excuse me? No, ma'am.
Is this the 718? Same number?
Oh, wait,
ma'am.
No, ma'am.
Oh, wait, ma'am. I have to get a pencil. Hold on.
All right. Amen. Okay, I'm going to give you the church number because I'll be at the church. This is the number that goes into the station. Amen. Guys that want to call me now, I can pray with you now, is 347-884-8850. That's 347-884-8850. That goes into to the Blog Talk Radio station, and then it kicks it over to me, and I see it, and I can pray with you. Are you ready,
daughter?
Give
me the number.
718-574-2244. That's 2244. Call me around 9 a.m., okay?
Okay, 718-574-2244.
That's correct, all right?
Oh, okay.
All right, I'll look for your call. We're going to believe God, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
All right,
God,
I got to go. Mm-hmm. Okay, I see that we get down to 1:54 a.m. in the morning, and you guys know I go out at 2 a.m. I only got an hour. But again, I need you to remember that I need your support to keep preaching the gospel here on the radio. The time is not free. I'm here every day because I love God, but I do have to pay. And I know the station, they like me and all that, but when there's no money, you know, they tell me to go on down the road. So, amen, I want to stay here and pray with you and believe God. So I'm asking you to think about sending me a contribution. I've asked for $1 a day. That's about $30 a month, and that would go such a long ways in helping the ministry. And that number, my address is the Jesus Saves Ministry, or you can use the acronyms TJSM, if you're putting it in the mail. The address is 509 Evergreen Avenue. That's Evergreen, EverGreen Avenue. That's Brooklyn, New York. Zip code is 11221. And if you're out of the country, put U.S. of A. USA, United States of America. And also at 9 a.m. in the morning, you can call me at 718-574-2244. And if you want to make a donation by your credit card, I can take it on the phone and mail you a receipt. Also, if you have access to the Internet, you can go to www, which is my website, tjsm.org. That's www.tjsm.org, and click on the donation page and make your donation right there, safe and secure, by PayPal. And remember, I do need your help, and everything that you give me will be applied to the ministry so I can continue coming here every day, 5 days a week, to lift up the name of Jesus. Listen, let me see what I got here. All right. Good morning. God bless you. Good morning. God bless you. Hello? All right. This South. Telephone number is 347-884-8850. If you need prayer right now. Telephone number 347-884-8850. I got 2.5 minutes left. Then I got to get on down the road. All right, let's go. Here's another call. God bless you. God bless you. Good morning. Hello?
Good morning. Yeah.
Who am I speaking to?
Hello?
Hello, I said, who am I speaking to?
Christine.
Christine, how you doing, Christine? What can I do for you?
I'm good. I'm calling for prayer for my daughter in Jamaica. She has cancer.
She has cancer? All right.
Yeah.
Father, there is no distance to prayer. You're here. You're every place at the same time. And I speak the word for Christine's daughter in Jamaica. She has cancer. But God, you can reverse it. You can heal. And I know you can. So now, God, by faith in your word, in the name of Jesus that I'm preaching today that broke the power of sin, I declare her healed now. Thank God. Amen. Let's believe God, okay?
Thank you. What's the address for the donation, Pastor?
To mail it is the TJSM, T-J-S-M, that's it.
T-J-S-M. T-J-S-M. Okay.
And the address is
509 Evergreen Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get the zip. I don't.
11221.
11221. Okay.
Okay, Christine. Thank you.
Okay,
God bless you. We love you. And I love all you guys. The time is about up. But remember today, my thought is that Jesus Christ broke the power of sin. That means there's nothing too hard. Absolutely nothing too hard for God. Nothing that God can't do. Did you hear what I said? There's nothing that God can't do. He can make a way for you. I don't care how long you've been going through it, God still can make a way. I got to go, the clock on the wall tells me so. So I'm going to go on down the road. But I praise the Lord because he's a good God, even on a bad day. There's no bad days in God. Got to get my praise on. Let's go. Praise him. God bless you. Good morning. Praise him. Okay. Where I can get you still there. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Okay, he's gone.
Hello?
Hello, I said hello. Good morning.
Yes. Hello?
Hello, I'm listening to you. Hello, good morning. Can you hear me? Okay, you hung up. Okay, God bless you. All right, we're still praying, believing God. Okay, I got to get up and get out of here, y'all.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.